Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, folks, you heard me in the last hour. I'm going to open the phones up here to continue to chronicle the latest developments, the situation with Syria, and what it's diverting us from the seven big scandals here. Remember those? The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air, ladies and gentlemen. And if you go up to Infowars.com, we have a video put out by Paul Watson. In fact, we probably need to play this. You guys probably already downloaded his report. They're now having Hollywood people put out fake sex tapes to promote attacks on Syria. PR stunt regurgitates Obama's red line propaganda. These people are war criminals, ladies and gentlemen, trying to use sex to sell, turning that country over to Al-Qaeda so Al-Qaeda can sexually mutilate the women, put burqas on their heads, and pull them out of college. That's just, it's so sick. You know what I call them? The whores of war, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's going on here, so we'll get into that as well. Meanwhile, while this is happening, what we told you months ago is now mainstream news. London Guardian, Fukushima radiation leak reaches deadly new high. It was 18 times higher than what they'd first said last week. Now they're saying that that may be incorrect. It may be hundreds of times worse. Just plutonium, uranium, the thousands of gallons an hour pouring right into the Pacific Ocean. And the federal government is on record going back a year ago, and Fukushima happened 2 years ago, ordering them the regular radiation test of spot, spot test of fish, yellowfin tuna, bluefin tuna, to be halted. Because after all, there's a new policy. Deadly dust at the 9/11 collapse isn't bad for you. DU isn't bad for the troops. And all the different radioactive isotopes are good for you. Well, yeah, good for killing you. And at these dosages, you know, you die 5-10 years from now. And they don't know why you got cancer. They don't know why the cancer goes up. It's just kind of like, hey, you're ready to take a dirt nap early. You're not going to see those grandkids. You're 40 years old. You know, you got a couple kids. Your grandkids won't ever even make it to have kids. How do you like dying? Little gift from the New World Order. How about we give General Electric that built those faulty reactors, and they built them right on a fault line and a tsunami line, like the worst place on Earth. They did an actuary right after it. Said, this is probably the worst place you could build it in the world, except maybe right by a volcano in Hawaii or something. I mean, how about we give peace prizes to them? How about we give all of them peace prizes, you know? Because it does bring peace to the Earth. And they'll probably end up blowing up the major continents of the planet, killing most of the life on Earth. Hell, give them an environmental World Wildlife Fund award for that. Because, you know, after all, they told us they're the ones that care about the Earth. They're the ones that care about the children. The children. I mean, Obama is doing the Syria attack for the children. And he never said there was a red line, even though we have him on tape saying it. And he said there wouldn't be any boots on the ground. And 4 days later, they said, well, we do need boots on the ground. But he never said that either. And you just need to get to the realization of, don't be an extremist like me, folks. Don't be upset about any of this going on. Get yourself Pacific, North Pacific tuna. So what if many of the seals are dying and people's hair is falling out in Alaska, where some of the most intense currents come from right off the coast of Fukushima? Some of the radiation levels are very high. I mean, so what? I mean, don't be an extremist. Learn how to prance around like a trendy. Wear different color socks. Have a beard. Have a pot belly. You'll have a hot chick with you. They see that. Oh, my God, he's a trendy. Got a big beard, pot belly, different colored socks, tattoos all over him. I mean, nothing against that. You know the secret? Being a trendy protects you from radiation. That's what it is.
Introducing Pro One. All all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your ProPure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to your phone calls here in a moment. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I want to hear from listeners about their take on what I've said, that this is a total collapse in the establishment's credibility, one of the greatest diplomatic meltdowns for the New World Order ever, and that now no one believes what they're basically saying. And just 2 or 3 days ago, they were 20 votes short in the House to get a war resolution that's passed out of the Senate committee going to the full Senate. Rand Paul saying he's going to filibuster. God bless him. Isn't it good to have a few patriots up there? We've got now some estimates are 100 votes short in the House. So Obama says, well, I'll just go ahead without congressional approval. But at least we force them to talk about the Constitution and congressional approval. And if this war criminal is going to do it, he's going to do it on his own. And you've got thousands of military going public saying they will not serve over there as the Air Force for Al-Qaeda, as the ground troops for Al-Qaeda. And the Russians have released a full report to the world that they released back in July, but an expanded report from the March chemical weapons attack there in Syria that was documented to be the rebels, and there's video of the rebels in that case as well, bragging they launched the chemical attack. Then an AP reporter, not the AP, a reporter that reports for the AP, separately published an article that went worldwide last week that they talked to all these people over there who said, yeah, no, we launched the chemical attack. Well, of course they did. But listen, Russia says it's compiled a 100-page report blaming Syria rebels for a chemical weapons attack, going back to the March attack. So they say that makes them the main suspects this time. That is out of McClatchy. Continuing, Russia warns of nuclear disaster if Syria is attacked, saying there is a small experimental nuclear reactor, a neutron source reactor, or MSNR, same thing they've got at the University of Texas in Austin, outside Damascus that the rebels have been trying to take over. And we have Fox News reporting, finally, what we've been talking about for 2.5 years on a daily basis. Rebels took a hilltop monastery, put everybody to the sword, reportedly, and began shelling, AP's reporting, began shelling the Christian town. Well, what, are they going to get an ACLU award for that? Al-Qaeda-linked Syrian rebels fight army near Christian village, and the army has apologized. The Al-Qaeda forces are too well trained by the U.S. and NATO, and they're beating the army there right now. So they're gonna be able to slaughter all the Christians. So big victory for Obama. Give him another peace prize for that one. And there's videos of the Syrian soldiers they're capturing. Should we play this? Because we have a family viewing audience of them chopping their heads off. Because, you know, they have some news footage where it doesn't show them being chopped off. They have others where it shows them chopping them off and throwing them off roofs. You know, what the media is showing is them preparing to chop their heads off. There's a whole bunch of these videos. You know what? You can go find them if you want to look at them. The point is, now the AP, now Fox News, now it's all being reported on. And here's the New York Times on that subject. Brutality of Syrian rebels posing dilemma for the West. Well, I mean, just give the rebels a peace prize and it makes it okay. New York Times reports, Kerry portrait of Syrian rebels at odds with intelligence reports. When Kerry said in his testimony in the last 2 days to the Senate and the House yesterday, Senate on Tuesday, he said there's no Al-Qaeda connections. No. There's nothing going on here. Continuing, and by the way, that's Reuters now saying Kerry's not telling the truth. Continuing, opposition to Syria war goes all the way to the Pentagon. Now there's more and more people in the Pentagon going public saying they don't support it. And General Dempsey, the chairman of Joint Chiefs, said months ago it's a bad idea. But, you know, so what? Obama in his speech said Dempsey said it was a good idea. He said the chairman, meaning the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, says this is doable and is a right thing to do. Of course, Dempsey didn't ever say that, but so what? Hey, if you're going to tell one lie, why not tell 1,000? My wife had a bag of potato chips last night, and after dinner we got into them watching Pawn Stars with the kids. They like that show. We like it. We watch it occasionally. And then we ate one chip, we ate two chips, and we ate the whole bag, and we went and ate the gluten-free Oreo knockoff, the organic Oreo knockoff. We ate almost the whole container. That's kind of like Obama and the globalists. I mean, if you got to put fluoride in the water to dumb down those pesky Americans that love freedom and lower their IQ, why not just give them GMO? And then that doesn't work. Well, we're going to just dumb them down more with spray aluminum on them. You know, have that added to the jet fuel. That'll dumb them down. And, you know, the whole public basically has slow motion Creutzfeldt-Jacobs disease. Gut diseases exploding. I just want to remind you the plagues we're under, living under the New World Order eugenicist. Control freaks playing God. Okay, coming up at the bottom of the hour after I take some of these calls, Milano, the lady made famous when Jesse Ventura said he wanted to be reincarnated as her bicycle seat, I think she ought to be sent over there to live with Al-Qaeda and see how they treat her. Because, I mean, I tell you, Al-Qaeda is a bunch of crazy, nutcase jihadis that like to rape, kill, murder, chop heads off. Alyssa Milano, how about, honey cakes, you go over there, and how about you go over there while they're shelling the Christian villages? 2 million people have fled, the Christians and other minorities, are leaving the oldest Christian community in the world next to Israel. This is an ethnic cleansing in a war started by the Obama scumbag New World Order. And you get this shallow war whore. That's what she is. She's a whore. Melissa Milano is a media. Melissa Milano is a media whore. She is a war whore. She is putting out a fake sex tape to get everybody to come watch it, using sex to sell war crime and mass murder. And I think she should be boycotted. What a disgusting pig. I find her to be uglier than sin. Because I see the witch she is. Just the shallow scumbag doing a fake sex tape to lure shallow idiots in to support her. Let me tell you something, honey cakes. You may get a bunch of power out of the evil, authoritarian, fake left Hollywood for what you've done, but everyone who's a thinking person hates your guts. And I will never go see a movie you're in. You are disgusting. You are a filthy piece of trash. You have the blood of all these dead children on your hands now. You are sick. You are a sick freak. People are like, oh, how dare you be so mean to her? She's supporting an open invasion. The globalists killed over 1 million Iraqis off that lie. Now we're going to exterminate everybody in Syria? We're supposed to get behind this type of stuff? But here's the good news. Reuters, 9% approval rating. 9% approval rating. You don't have the mind of the people anymore. The spirit of liberty is spreading. The Paul Revere's of our age are out there warning people everywhere. Pat Buchanan, Matt Drudge, Rand Paul, Ron Paul, Ted Cruz, Alex Jones, God bless him, Glenn Beck, God bless him, Rush Limbaugh. Michael Savage is coming out saying this looks staged. Good. 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 They're speaking out against the crazy neocons that are cheerleading for Obama. Good. Because let me tell you, folks, this is evil. And if the globalists can get away with this, they can get away with anything. They can get away with taking our liberties, starting a fake civil war here in America against us. And I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars.com and my crew, people need to understand that the globalists know who the tip of the spear is. I don't want credit because it's dangerous. The enemy knows who is at the tip of the spear. We are at the very center of this shockwave. We are the bullet, the uranium bullet that they fire into the plutonium ball. Many hydrogen weapons don't just detonate. Some of the smaller tactical weapons don't detonate with a jacket of high explosives blasting the uranium or plutonium, depending on what the weapon is, into the core. Some of the surefire systems don't have as high a yield are a uranium or vice versa, plutonium bullet fired into the heart of a larger mass of uranium or plutonium. And I'm telling you, the globalists know this. That's why I'm telling you this. InfoWars.com and yours truly are the bullet fired into the chain reaction. And let me tell you, the chain reaction, in the course of history, months and even years are like milliseconds. My trajectory of 18 years and your trajectory aiding us, all of us together, this audience, we are the bullet. The silver bullet fired directly into the heart of the weapon. And chain reaction was reached 2 weeks ago. God. I mean, I can feel the angel of death's wings flapping above me, ladies and gentlemen. I can tell you that right now, and I've never been so alive. I can tell you that right now. I mean, this is it. This is history, ladies and gentlemen. The chain reaction has begun. We're going to come back, go directly to your calls until about 45 after, so then I'll get to the Paul Watson's piece with Milano that's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to show what a pig this woman is. I mean, it's just, I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I hate Kerry. I hate Obama. I hate John McCain. And then now, you know, these ugly old vampires can't sell the war. So they, and maybe she's a useful idiot and really believes Obama's bull. I know some high powered Hollywood people that have wanted, you know, to talk to me before because they go, you deprogrammed me on Obama. It's not Charlie Sheen, knew him way before Obama. You know, I just can't believe that this is all true. Oh, I believe. They're like little kids, like he's a movie star to them. And they're all enamored in all this. So maybe. I'll say, I mean all those things I said, and don't take them back, if she consciously did this. But still, she's a dangerous, shallow, stupid woman. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business, cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
In case you missed it, we played this last hour. Here is Obama back in August of last year saying that he had set a red line clearly, and then now he's saying he never said that. So here's both those clips.
We have been very clear to the Assad regime, but also to other players on the ground, that a red line for us is we start seeing a whole bunch of chemical weapons moving around or being utilized. That would change my calculus. That would change my equation.
First of all, I didn't set a red line. The world set a red line.
There you go. So there he is a few days ago. He didn't set a red line. Now, here's the bottom line if you just joined us. I believe this is a total collapse of confidence in them. I don't believe that. I know that. It is seismic. It is historical. It is ground shaking. The empire will strike back. The question now to listeners, all the way into the next hour when Larry Pratt joins us at the bottom of the hour with some key Second Amendment updates. The big $64 trillion question here is, what are they going to do to haul their bacon? Will they launch an attack out of Syria or give medium-range missiles to rebels they fire at Israel to then blame on Assad? Will they launch another chemical attack? They've done it at least three times now and been caught. That's now mainstream news. Will they attack a Super Bowl and say Assad did it? Will they attack and say Patriots did it to get a diversion going? Will they set up a small nuke? Will they release a bioweapon and say it's some new SARS deal? I mean, let me tell you something. Their whole agenda, everybody's starting to speak out against them. And so they know that makes it safer for other people, too. And more whistleblowers and everything they fear. And the NRA suing the NSA for secret anti-gun databases, gun owner databases. And everybody starts waking up. And everybody gets past their fear. It's over for them, folks. It's Ceausescu-type stuff, like in Romania. If you don't know about the fall of Ceausescu, look it up. It's fall of the Soviet Union. I've been saying for 2 weeks, folks, this is like the fall of the Soviet Union. Now, it may not happen this month or even next year, but let me tell you, all the king's horses and all the king's men are not going to be able to put the New World Order back together again. The egg fell off. It hit. The cracks are all in it. The yolk's starting to drip out. It's falling apart right now. They're not putting it back together again. They're not going to be able to do it. I've looked at every angle. They are in deep trouble. They are in deep trouble. And I'm telling you, the talking points you see everywhere are our talking points, because we just go with the truth and what's really happening. And the fact that we're at the core of this resistance is so historical, and it's incredibly dangerous. So as I said, please pray for us, because history is happening right now, and this is another testament to what good men can do standing up to tyranny and what good women can do. And I want to salute our audience, our affiliates, our sponsors, everyone that's helped us. You're all part of this. In fact, you can enjoy being part of it, and it's not a dangerous position as people like I am in, or Rand Paul are in, or Matt Drudge is in, or Pat Buchanan is in. The system does not like leaders who are not evil and who cannot be bought. So I want you to understand the playing field here. If we didn't do all that to get Rand Paul in, and we didn't do all the things we've done, we would have nobody up there to point out the discrepancies. Let's go to one call and we're going to break. Eric in New York, what do you think about a false flag? Do you think confidence is collapsing in the establishment?
Hey, Alex. Yeah, man, I definitely think so. And I just wanted to raise one question. I want to know who's going to take over in Syria after the Obama administration gets Assad out, because they haven't really explained.
They're going to give the north and the south to Al-Qaeda, and then they're going to break up one of the areas to the Kurds there in the east, and they're going to give part of it to Turkey. I mean, they want up to five parts, a minimum of two. It'll probably end up being broken in three, and they will exterminate Christians from end to end, and it'll never. And they'll maybe have Hollywood will have maybe have a celebration on TV or something about it. I don't know.
Okay, and what do you think about Pakistan and India? Well, they are two.
Oh, yeah, that could be the trigger. And again, I'm not on the side of India or Pakistan. I'm on the side of all those people that live in those countries, those humans that are genetically pretty much the same people. The West is trying to get India to start stuff with Pakistan continually. So, yeah, that could be a big flashpoint. Boom. They've moved the big fleets to Asia. Exactly. Well, the Middle East sets off. Watch what happens in Asia. Absolutely. That's what our high-level sources have been saying for about 4 years. Very well said, Eric. Great point. Yeah, you never know what card they're going to pull, but they're going to pull something. Probably be another chemical attack in Syria. Tom, Steve, Chris, others, your call straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products. And get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
By the way, as we reported 2 days ago, the Chinese have been shifting fighter aircraft to their western side of the nation. The Russians have been massing in the last month troops all along their border near Syria and moving, obviously, other weapon systems into the area. And the News of India is reporting Pakistani jets leave for war games in China. Getting into what the last caller was bringing up, they could try to start a war over there as a political diversion. This is what corrupt governments and empires do. They start wars. And then if that war is not going good, they start another war. That is historically the pattern. And if you look at the pattern, it's very serious. And now Pelosi says they don't think they have the Democratic votes. No kidding. You don't have the Republican votes now. I saw an article yesterday. What was it out of? The Hill? Where they had 498 phone calls at one congressperson's home, home district office. 498 calls to two. In fact, I actually have the article on my phone. Let me see here. I'll actually pull up that article itself so I can tell the crew about it and actually get them to actually get them to pull it up. Just absolutely amazing that things like that are going on, and you've got unprecedented resistance to what these tyrants are up to, and they trot out movie stars like Milano to say it's for the children, let's attack Syria, when the West started this war for 2.5 years. I mean, that's what's so rich about this, is that the system engineered this, started it, and then grandstand as the saviors, and then Kerry and Obama both say, if anything else bad happens, it's those of you that don't let us bomb the country, it's your fault. And they've only gotten away with this because people weren't paying attention. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Folks are now paying attention big time. WorldNet Daily is now reporting on it. I saw this last night. Now it's calls to Congress 499-1 against the Syria war. Americans are slamming at least 22 members of Congress with thousands of phone calls and emails urging lawmakers not to approve a military strike on Syria by a margin of as much as 499-1 as the national debate rages on Twitter. Representative Jim McDermott of Washington tweeted, calls and emails from my constituents are 100-1 against getting involved in Syria. The American people are speaking. Elijah Cummings said 99% of the calls to his office. Andy Harris says constituents are 523-4. And how they do that is they go through a roster of 20 members of Congress and how many calls they're getting for versus against. And it's 499-1 is what the math comes out to. So that means there'll probably be a strike then. If it's 499-1, see, that's an awakening right there. But I think this is so massive now that the House will vote and it'll be 50 or more against it. They'll lose by 50 or more votes, maybe even 100. This is a landslide against them. And I think they're going to stage something and say, well, I have to do it. I'm a leader. And then the media will go, he went against it as part of being a leader. Give him another peace prize to bring peace to Syria. That's what he said. He said, well, I got the peace prize. Didn't say I deserved it. But, you know, being in for true peace is stopping violence and evil when it pops up occasionally. I played that clip last hour. I mean, here's evil really popping up on the podium. I mean, this is it, dressed to the nines. This is evil. Everything it does, pure evil. This agenda. Here's its front man, its figurehead, its masthead, its logo. Obama, the trendy. Hi. All right, I just had to go to your calls. I'm hogging the airtime here. Tom in New York, do you think this is a major defeat for him? Do you agree with that? A, and B, more importantly, do you think they're going to stage something to pose as our saviors?
No, actually, I believe there's too much light being shined on the issue, and I think they're going to back off on it. At least immediately, might try to wait a month or two and then start something else. But, I was listening to the debate yesterday with Kerry and Obama. They were talking about the 1925 treaty. And I was wondering if you've ever heard of the incident in somewhere in the late 90s with the countries that are now pushing for a war over there, where they had launched their own chemical attacks against Al-Qaeda in Saudi Arabia. I think a couple of books have been written about the incident. Al-Qaeda was poised to take over in Saudi Arabia, an uprising in the late 90s, and the only way they were able to break it up was with French special forces going in there with chemical weapons, which they, apparently succeeded in wiping out Al-Qaeda. But
yes, I was aware. I was aware of those developments. And look, the Sunshine Project in 1999, based in Austin, Texas, was able to get a declassified Marine Corps document that was then reclassified. The Sunshine Project was threatened. You can pull these up still on Google Wayback Machine, though, or the Google Archive. I don't know why the Marine Corps threatened them, because they didn't even get it off the Google system. And we've done reports on this. And I had the director of the Sunshine Project on at the time. We should get them back on. It's now defunct, but the government shut it down. It was kind of like a proto-WikiLeaks. But this was declassified. They reclassified it and said it was improperly classified, that they have a program with helicopters pre-positioned around the U.S. with opiate knockout gases that they estimate will kill more than 10% of the population, because you'll have car wrecks, fires. They fly over and spray you with this stuff, and it knocks everybody out. But beyond that, that they have chemical weapons, if those don't work. And people ask, how's the government going to defeat us? How's Homeland Security? If we were ever really about to take D.C. back or take Colorado Springs back from the New World Order, they will nerve gas us. I mean, that is the plan. The nerve gas is for us. And this is stuff where it doesn't matter if you have a gas mask, whatever, you're dead. And that's why they're so arrogant. The military would probably say no to doing that. That's why they'll use foreigners or contractors. But even beyond that, they want to go to drones, because the drone won't refuse orders. So, yes, sir, I am familiar with what you're bringing up. I appreciate your call, Tom. Again, I want to hear from listeners. What do you think they may stage? You know, that's what I said, is what Tom said. If the globalists are smart, they'll back off, leave this alone, and then try it again later. But that's not how they've been operating. But they may pull back and wait and stage something down the road. Oh, Assad did chemicals again. Come on, we got to do something. Steve in Florida, you're on the air. What do you think's going on?
Yeah, hi, Alex. Okay, a few things here. First of all, thinking back to your bombshell documentary, the Obama Deception, if you remember, Tarpley had mentioned about the big new Brzezinski, one of Obama's chief advisors, and his inbred hatred for Russia. And so, you know, Obama was having military outposts and such set up around Russia. And so, first of all, I'm thinking that, you know, this deal with Syria, this is a little fish that they're going after. Yeah, it's part of what
Lindsey Williams.
Yeah, that talked about what his globalist men had, you know, Mr. X and Ken Flem had said. It's following out what basically they've said about the Middle East. But what I'm saying is that these globalists, they have a bigger fish to fry, and that's Russia. And the other thing is, if people want a good insight into the mindset of these globalists, I'd really highly recommend, and I don't know if you've gotten to interview these people, Dallas, Kathy O'Brien's and Mark Phillips' bombshell book, The Transformation of America.
Yeah, just to answer your question, I have interviewed them. I don't think they can prove their story one way or the other, so I don't go there. But we know the types of things they talk about do go on. That's been declassified. I appreciate your call. I mean, there's Dr. Ewing Cameron and Jolly and West and the MKUltra hearings and foster kids grabbed and electroshocked and reprogrammed and soldiers. I mean, the stuff you see in the Bourne movies, I mean, that's basically real. In fact, they even have the viruses they inject you with that are designed to reprogram certain areas of the brain, to eat certain areas of the brain that basically are there as a governor. So a guy that can only bench press 300 pounds, the governor's gone, they can now bench press 600 pounds. You know, the governor's gone, you can now walk, you know, 100 miles, whereas before you could only, you know, walk 50 miles. I mean, that newborn movie, it doesn't have Matt Damon in it, it has the other guy, the guy from Hurt Locker. I went and saw it, I'm like, this is like real. I mean, it's unbelievable, based on the Ludlum books, but modernized. I'd have to see that movie again. It's unbelievable how accurate it is. That's exactly the kind of stuff going on. So if I'm going to do a mind control show, I'll do it not on people that claim they were under it. No offense to them. It's just like wallowing in all the admissions. I mean, we're drowning in thousands of admissions, and the scientists that would run it would then have sex with the kids, and that all came out as just a bunch of perverts. And brain chips in people in the 60s. Aldous Huxley, before he died, admitted that they already had silicon chips in people's brains before those were supposedly even invented. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it's way, they're 30 years beyond what we even know. That's why they're so arrogant. That's why they act like they're not humans, because they're like advanced, next-level civilization psychopaths that hoarded all the technology and got it, and now they've got, like, space-based weapons platforms and bioweapons that kill 100% of the people and public stuff that kills 98% and fission fusion bombs and black hole bombs and antimatter bombs. You go read the literature, they've got, I mean, it's just like, nope, I mean, it's just, it's only God can save us at this point. I mean, I'm going to, but God wants us to act against the evil, like in the fiery furnace or in the lion's den. That's when God then gives the providence. You've got to have the courage and say, I stand against the evil. Then God activates. That's historical, ladies and gentlemen. You don't believe in God, the force of the universe. It's there, okay? And you've got to say, I'm doing the right thing, come hook or crook. I'm not backing down. This is it. I'm all in. I'm committed. And, man, when you do that, the world just goes, it opens up. And you're like, wow. That's when the universe opens up. And the globalists are just focused on their little evil system to control. I mean, of course, any of us who are smart could go be evil and be incredibly successful being bad. But you're committing a crime against your own progeny. Against yourself. It's you know, these elite groups that think their families will be sheltered from all the stuff they've done. It's not going to happen. I want to ask the listeners this question right now. I know we got loaded phone lines here. What do you think the false flag will be to change the subject, or do you think they won't do it? And yes, of course this is about Russia. Not that Russia's perfect. It's just a bloc not fully controlled by the dominant globalist. But it's not just Syria being a little fish, though. This could start nuclear war. Do I have to walk through it again, folks? Syria gets attacked. Syria attacks Israel. Iran attacks Israel. Israel responds. This is on the low end of damage. The Strait of Hormuz is blocked by 30 or 40 sunken ships they've got ready. Tankers. The forces that go in and unclog it are attacked. All hell breaks loose on the Suez Canal by Egypt. And Israel, the Gaza stuff starts up. Everybody starts attacking. Radical groups use the excuse to go. It's like when there's a, you know, bank robbers will start a fire on one end of town to go rob the bank on the other end. All the crazies who are really controlled by no one, they're just allowed in. The jihadis will go crazy in Saudi Arabia. And the globalists plan to just sit back and let this conflagration start going and then use that as the political distraction to do whatever they want. U.S. forces are massing in the Middle East right now, so they pulled them out of Afghanistan and Iraq to a great extent to get them ready in Jordan and Israel and other areas. U.S. troops have been massing in Turkey. They've been massing for months. They've got missile cruisers, nuke subs, B-1 bombers, B-2 bombers, aircraft carriers. Diego Garcia loaded with nuclear weapons, just on, National Guard on alert, nukes getting moved around, wrath of God type stuff, cats and dogs living together, as they say in Ghostbusters, but it's not funny. It's not funny, and maybe it won't happen. I hope it doesn't. And then if it doesn't, we'll go, oh, I thought there was going to be a nuclear war, Alex. No, there could be. Chris in Iowa, what's your view on all this, sir?
Yeah, I've just got an observation that I think really much applies to what's going on, and I wanted your advice with something serious. As far as I grew up in a college town, Iowa City, you know, University of Iowa. Last 3, 4, maybe even 5 years, I've noticed this tons and tons of Asian people moving in, and you know, I really like Asian people, so I keep, you know, keep an eye out. But then just last year I noticed one, he totally looked military, had a silver star, a gold ring around it on a beret, and he was just walking through, looked like he was reconning the place. And like you were saying, that the globalists pretty much run or own the colleges, and if they were going to do like an invasion like I've been seeing on the internet and stuff, wouldn't that be the way to do it?
What they do is they get us into a bigger war, then they start blowing stuff up domestically, and then claim that the Patriot movement's working with the foreign enemy. And then they order the SWAT teams, go out and, you know, pick up this first list of people, kill them if they resist. They'll have another list. They send in mercs to be killed. And it'll be lots of people that work for the system. It'll be lots of people that serve them, but who know where the bodies are buried, or old scores. And, I mean, you'll see news. Suddenly you'll see new news anchors on a lot of the shows. The globalists will probably... Well, I mean, they'll kill, if they actually go with that plan, which is in the cards, I don't know if they're going to do it, they will kill large percentages of people you see on television in a day. They will wipe out many members of the establishment who think they're part of the establishment. That's because the establishment's always really targeting the establishment first. Then they'll try to wipe out people like Alex Jones. We'll hear Ron Paul, you know, had a stroke or whatever, and, you know, he'll... And there was a fire at his house, you know. I mean, just, you know, stuff like that. That's how they do it. They'll send stormtroopers out, Night of the Long Knives, to kill everybody. Does that answer your question?
Well, kind of. It was more or less, kind of looks like there'd be an inside job as far as letting China invade. But, like, they've been kind of slowly doing it over the years, was more or less what it kind of looked like to me.
Well, I mean, Americans have been so fluoridated and brainwashed, a lot of them don't know how to run equipment. So, I mean, they bring in folks from China because they work hard and are smart. But the globalists have a double deal with China. They have given them the Panama Canal. And, yes, China is the retreat route for the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, George Soros, and others.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you go up to InfoWars.com, we got an article written with the full text of what Putin said. He said Kerry's lies are pathetic and that Kerry's a liar. Russia says it's sending warships to Med for evacuations from Syria. A new breaking story just up on InfoWars.com. EPA SWAT team raids gold miners in Alaska. Yeah, they'll make sure nothing gets produced in the U.S. Paramilitary task force reminding miners not to put too much mud in the water, but radiation's fine. Again, China sending warships to coast of Syria. Russia warns of nuke disaster of Syria attack. That's all up on InfoWars.com. PrisonPlanet.com and our mirror backup site, PrisonPlanet.com. Briefly, before I go back to your calls, I'm not mad at the callers. They're all bringing up really good points. But nobody's calling in to really tell me what they think a false flag could be to change the subject. I mean, I know the globalists and how they operate. This is probably what they're going to do. And we should be having a discussion about this. They don't need Chinese troops to come occupy America. China's got thousands of riots a week. Their people hate the tyranny. They've got paramilitary police and military here that are trying to take on the American people. We better reach out to them and wake them up to what's happening. Instead of worrying about Chinese invasions of the U.S. And yeah, there's Chinese troops in Mexico. And yeah, the globalists have given China the infrastructure, so America... They don't want any one country to be sovereign and be on top. They want the bankers above it all sucking everybody dry. That's the point I'm trying to get here. It's not you're either for or against Israel, or you're either for or against England, or you're for or against China. It's globalist above that manipulating it. And I said I'd get into this movie star out there pushing tyranny and how sexy it is, and a fake sex tape to attack Syria. We'll get to that. I want to go back to your calls briefly here, folks. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, the nightly news, 7 o'clock every night with myself and the reporters, and tonight I think we're going to have a live, expanded, not just 30-minute show, but it's going to be expanded coverage of just the collapse of confidence in the globalist and where we all see that going. Expanded interviews, 7 o'clock every weeknight. Higher quality podcasts, the daytime show, all my films, and so much more. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, become one today. And if you are a member, share your username and passcode. 11 people simultaneously can be logged on to the same username and passcode. Obviously, don't give away your passcode if it's to other things. Make a unique, original passcode just to PrisonPlanet.tv. That doesn't give them access to any of your other information on there, just to be able to log in, and with a username and passcode, they can go in there and they can watch the nightly news, see all the films, you name it. Say, hey, here's your gift membership to PrisonPlanet.tv, or buy a bunch of memberships and give them to people. And that also supports what we're doing, and then it all gets put at one point or other on YouTube and other channels. The problem is they're censoring us so much, it's good to have our own platform. So become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today. Also, I keep hammering this. The number one thing you can do for your own family and yourself, and your family really deserves it, is to stop drinking the tap water. And a lot of water filters out there just cut out some of the bacteria and some of the toxins. The ProPure with the Pro-1 systems, the glyphosate, the hydrofluorosilicic acid, the calcium fluoride, the sodium fluoride, and hundreds of things, it cuts it down to almost zero. Some things to zero, some things to non-detectable levels. Stainless steel units, the best against all the competition, it annihilates them. InfoWarsStore.com, promo code WATER, gets you 10% off the already incredibly low price for the lowest price available anywhere. InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And if you haven't started filtering your water for yourself and your family, you're insane. You're going to get a lot of other toxins out there, but the water is 70% of the body. It's so important. And as General Jack T. Ripper said, we've got to protect our precious bodily fluids.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.